much, Madam Chairperson. Before I summarize the working paper, I would like to congratulate Madam for being appointed, and we will make every possible support from Japan. Japan submitted to MX4 working paper about the project strengthening national, sub-regional, and international capacities to prepare for and respond to the deliberate use of biological weapons. Our country provided a voluntary contribution of about $820,000 to UNODA in order to enhance the level of preparedness of states' parties in Asia for addressing deliberate biological events. Three regional capacity building workshops were conducted in member states of ASEAN and one in Central Asia. Furthermore, three one-day thematic awareness raising seminars on Article 7 related topics organized in Geneva for delegates of parliament missions and representatives of relevant international organizations such as WHO, FAO, OIE. Before, at the meeting of experts in 2019, we submitted another working paper and already introduced some activities in the framework of this project. So, I would like to update the progress of the project this time. In this intersessional period, two major events were realized. In October 2019, regional workshop for ASEAN state parties to the BWC was conducted with participation of more than 50 experts from ASEAN member states. Further contributions to the workshop were made by scientific experts from the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security, Georgetown University, as well as technical experts from Germany and the United Kingdom. At the workshop, participants acknowledged the complexity of shifting response efforts from a biological event of natural origin to a deliberate use scenario, including identification of triggers, and that the success of a response to a biological event, whether of natural or deliberate origin, depends on coordinated multi-sectoral cooperation at the national level. Most notably, among the public health and security sector. In November 2019 in Geneva, thematic seminar took place. This was a platform for participants to exchange views on taking stock of deliberations on assistance, response, and preparedness. More than 70 participants from parliament missions of BWC state parties in Geneva and representatives of international organizations and civil society attended the event. During the seminar, a wide range of experts addressed bioterrorist attacks or accidents involving hazardous biological substances, as well as lessons for national preparedness and the establishment of an Article 7 assistance database. Both thematic seminar and regional workshop were successfully implemented, thanks for the cooperation of participants, members, and ISU. And there are two remaining activities, the fourth thematic seminar and the fourth regional workshop. They were at an advanced stage and scheduled to take place in March 2020. However, both events had to be postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Both events will be carried out once the situation allows. Japan will further cooperate with UNODA and ISU in this direction. Once again, I would like to appreciate cooperation of ISU for conducting this project and contributing to this working paper. I thank you.